Another Supreme Court decision today means that students will not be able to sue for damages under federal law if schools or universities divulge private information about them. A 1974 law, the Federal Education Rights and Privacy Act, bars educational institutions that receive federal money from releasing a student's records without permission. The case before the justices was brought by Rue Pastor, who had been a student at Gonzaga University. When he applied for a teaching certificate, Pastor discovered his college had passed along information about allegations of date rape. Pastor sued Gonzaga and won. The school appealed, and the Supreme Court today ruled for Gonzaga, voting 7-2 that the federal law in question, known as FERPA, gives no specific individually enforceable rights. Daniel Solove is a professor at Seton Hall Law School in Newark, New Jersey. He believes, despite the court's decision that Pastor was not entitled to damages, there was a violation of FERPA.
What the school officials did, what this university did, was they were investigating this claim of date rape. They then contacted, without even informing the student that they did this, they went ahead and they contacted a school certification agency and told them about the student and these allegations. And they did this without the student even being aware of it, and he found out after the fact. In fact, the facts of this were compelling enough for a jury to award over $1 million in this case to him for these violations. And obviously, that verdict is now overturned.
So what does this mean, then?
Well, what this means in this case is that, at least as far as the statute goes, he's got no way to collect damages or any compensation for the injury that he suffered, for the violation of his privacy. As a result, this avenue is shut off to him. He could bring a complaint with the Secretary of Education, and they'll probably tell the school, you shouldn't have disclosed, you shouldn't do this in the future, and that'll be that. But for him, he's not going to get any compensation under this law.
And the practical applications now for the college, it has to be careful about what information it releases.
That's right. It's going to be kind of on notice that it's got to be more careful. The implications, though, are that schools can pretty much continue to go about their ordinary business, knowing that if they do violate the statute, at most what they're going to get is a complaint filed by individuals with the Secretary of Education. So the level of their willingness to comply with this law is going to be somewhat lessened because they're no longer going to have to face the possibility of private lawsuits with damages that could be quite substantial, as was the case in this case.
But in theory, if they violate the law, they could lose federal funding.
That's right. Although, you know, that's a very rare occurrence that has never really happened.
Ultimately, do you think this ruling is about privacy or is it about lawsuits?
It's ultimately about the structure of how certain rights are going to be enforced. This ruling basically will affect a whole host of laws that protect privacy or federal laws that protect a variety of different interests. It makes it a lot harder for people to bring private causes of action, not just for FERPA, but for a whole host of federal laws.
Professor Solove, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Daniel Solove is a professor of law specializing in privacy law at Seton Hall Law School.